In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. St. John the Baptist dominates the Advent season. With his loud voice, he could have been certainly an American. Most seriously, he is a figure who does not compromise with the spirit of the world. With him, what you see is what you get. And so is St. John the Baptist. He literally leads the show. And since we have only just a few days before Christmas, with St. John the Baptist, we are urged to make it simple and to be ready. What is remarkable about him is that he is certainly loud. He is a loud speaker, but he knows that he is not the main character. His teaching could be summarized in a very short way, this way. Jesus is the Messiah, I am not. Jesus is the Messiah, I am not. That is the message brought by St. John the Baptist to the world. In other words, he says, I am not the star. And these words are good for us. To know that I am not the star is really good for each one of us. Someone else is the star. Someone else is the main character. It's good to integrate this teaching because our primary reflex is to want to be the main character. The reality is that all of us think about ourselves first. St. John the Baptist urges us to do exactly the opposite. When I was assigned in St. Stanislaus more than 14 years ago, my English teacher, by the way, a very patient teacher, because to teach English to a Frenchman is a challenge. So my teacher gave me a text explaining that the goal of life is to become the best version of yourself. And I love that, and I thought, oh, it sounds nicely in English, to become the best version of myself. We don't have the equivalent in French. It sounds good in English. Really nice. Yes, it is nice, but it's not enough. And this is what St. John the Baptist teaches to men. The point of life is not myself, is not yourself. The point of life is God. And I'm sure that a good Advent that you are getting now awakens this reality, the desire for God. God is first. God is the point of life, not my ego. Advent is great for that. And it's great to understand that my personal story matters less than God's story. Advent helps us to understand that it's about him and that it is much deeper, much more true. It's a deeper point of life. The point of life is God. It's not mine. It's not yours. Here is a question. What do we do if we are not the main character? What do we do if we are not the center of the show? Lucifer rebelled against that. And he said, I will not serve. He did not want to be involved in that because he was not the center. It was unbearable for him. We are not the center. We are not the main character. We are not the star, and God himself steps in with his plan, his divine plan. Have you seen what the birds do? They hover with their beautiful wings in the heights, and with a penetrating gaze, they see their prey in the bottom of the valleys. And they descend rapidly, grab the prey, and take it up with them. This is what the Son of God did. From the height of his divinity, he looked upon us as his prey of love, his prayer of mercy. And his infinitely loving heart was not only filled with compassion and with tenderness, but he had also the unbelievable and crazy plan to be enamored with our littleness and our human misery. He came down on earth and took with his most holy hands that prayer, put it on his heart to return to his Father, to return with a prayer of love to the divine height from which he had descended. Isn't it sublime? Yes, it is. And this is the reality of our salvation. The Word of God came into this world and united himself with our human nature. From there on, Jesus' destiny and our destinies cannot be separated. With the fathers of the Church, Catholic tradition reports that Mary, at a very, very young age, consecrated herself and her virginity to the Lord in the Temple of Jerusalem. Here is the key. God stepped in with a greater plan, using what Our Lady gave to him. And this is a massive story going on. And what is Mary's response? She doesn't say, oh, you know, I have already a plan. No, she accepts with humility to be a part of the divine plan. Apparently, it was in contradiction with her plan. But in humility, she says that she was the handmaid of the Lord. It means, whatever you want me to do, I say yes. Whatever part he wants me to play in the story, I say joy. I had a plan, and my plan was nice. Plan of consecrated virginity. And she gets another and higher plan from God. Her answer is yes in joy. Lord, I thought that I consecrated myself totally to thee, and it was my plan, but now I want to embrace and I want to perform thy plan. The same kind of change of plan happened to Saint Joseph. His plan was nice, married life and fatherhood, but his plan was changed. Another will be the father. Oh, really? Apparently, Saint Joseph gave up everything. He surrendered to divine providence. But truly, he got much more, being the guardian of the Son of God, the husband and protector of the Mother of God. It's a huge mission. And there are many fathers here, a model of fatherhood for so many fathers on earth. And this is very important, dear faithful, that you and I are not the main character. We have nice plans, but sometimes you see in your life some kind of watershed, and you have to change and to embrace God's plan. And you understand most of the time later that his divine plan is much bigger, profound, deep, greater than mine. We are not the main character. It is not our story, but we are invited to be a part of the plan, a part of the story. We are not the stars. We are average people, but average does not mean insignificant. Following the direction given by Saint John the Baptist, imitating Mary and inspired by the guidance of Saint Joseph, we are invited to be a part of a greater plan. Your role, dear faithful, is not insignificant. Your yes to be a part of God's plan radiates through eternity. Here is a challenge. It is to be able to say, you are God, I am not. You are God, I am not. It's to be able to tell him, whatever you want me to do, I say yes. Whatever you ask of me, the answer is yes. Whatever role you have for me, Lord, my answer is yes, because you love me infinitely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.